The traveler drew near the board, but when he saw the scanty fare, he raised his eyes toward heaven with astonishment. "And is this all your store?" said he. "And a share of this do you offer to one you know not? Then never saw I charity before. But, madam," said he, continuing, "do you not wrong your children by giving a part of your last mouthful to a stranger?" "Ah," said the poor widow, and the teardrops gushed into her eyes as she said it, "I have a boy, a darling son, somewhere on the face of the wide world, unless heaven has taken him away, and I only act toward you as I would that others should act toward him. God, who sent manna from heaven, can provide for us as he did for Israel. And how should I this night offend him if my son should be a wanderer, destitute as you, and he should have provided for him a home, even poor as this, were I to turn you unrelieved away?" The widow ended, and the stranger, springing from his seat, clasped her in his arms. "God indeed has provided your son a home, and has given him wealth to reward the goodness of his benefactress. My mother, oh, my mother!" It was her long-lost son, returned to her bosom from the Indies. He had chosen that disguise that he might the more completely surprise his family, and never was surprise more perfect, or followed by a sweeter cup of joy.